He wants to move. Yes. He wants to abide. He wants to live in us. Yes. Hallelujah. We're going to sing and worship.
Thank you. Somebody's going Amen. So we're going to ask you to lay it on your heart. We want God to release whoever's bound before the word of God comes forward. Amen. For the scripture says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but that they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down. Imagine the devil knows that as long as he keep our minds occupied, as we occupied and tied up, we can't receive God's word. How can you hide something that you cannot get? So it says, casting down imagination, which is our power of the ability to reason. Casting down imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Well, the devil knows this afternoon that if he can get our minds wrapped up, tied up in our trials, our tests, our situations, amen, we won't be free. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we trust and believe in thy word that the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch this afternoon. Oh God, you know the situations that exist in all our lives, even before we ask them. But we really trust and believe in thy word that if we would ask anything in your name, you do it. Now, Lord,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give honor to our pastor, Minister Sister Paulette, elders, ministers, deacons, saints of God, my lovely wife, friends. Praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord!
Songwriter says, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You saved my soul. Amen? I just want to thank you, Lord. Once again, it's an honor and a privilege to bring forth the word of God. Don't take it lightly. Standing behind here is an awesome, terrible place. Terrible in the sense that when you step up here, you're stepping into a spiritual realm. You're stepping into the spiritual, because bringing forth the word of God, be it man or woman, you're dealing with the spiritual. This is of the supernatural, amen? God is supernatural. His word is supernatural. So anyone bringing forth the word of God, you step into another realm of life. You step into a spiritual realm. And there are spirits that are opposing what we're doing, amen? Don't want the word of God to go forth. There's a heavy spirit in it, but we rebuke it in Jesus' name. Amen. And regardless of whatever any one of us are going through this afternoon, God is worthy of our praise. Amen. He is worthy of our thanks. This coming Thursday, we're very familiar with it, aren't we? The world recognized one day of the year to give thanks. Isn't that right? They call it what?
Thanksgiving.
But to the child of God, every day is a day of thanks. Amen?
Amen.
Every day is our Thanksgiving. Amen. Because God has delivered us out of spiritual darkness into this marvelous light.
Amen.
So we don't just recognize one day of the year. We recognize every day of the year. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Regardless to what it is. I'm not going to hold you too long, because it doesn't take that long to get the word of God across.
Right.
Our attentions, our attention span is only but so long.
Yeah.
Amen. You preach and teach a word, then you go back and ask somebody yesterday, tomorrow. After you're here for a long time, you gotta let folks go. Amen. But the word of God will not come back to him void. It will accomplish that which is set out to do. I want to invite your attention. I want you to hold First Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Hold that. Turn with me to Psalms 136. You're going to hold 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter. That's in the New Testament. And we're going to turn to Psalms 136 to read a few verses of scripture of thanks. So much to be thankful for, amen?
Amen?
So much to be grateful for. And I want to say this, because walking with the Lord Jesus Christ is not an easy walk.
Amen.
A lot of people may look at us, those that are walking with Christ, they may look at us like wimps, boring, dull, fanatical. But I want you to know, walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, you can't be a wimp. Amen?
Yeah.
You have to have, and I have to have, spiritual bulldog tenacity.
Yeah. Yeah.
The word tenacity is taken from the word tenacious. That means to be strong, to be firm, unmovable, steadfast.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
We have to be steadfast in the faith. We have to be unmovable in the faith. We have to be strong in the faith. We have to have spiritual backbone in order to stand in these last and evil days. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, amen?
Amen?
Amen. You can't be a wimp and walk with Jesus. And Jesus wasn't a wimp.
Right.
Now, you might look at him in his passion when he was on his way to Calvary as one who was defeated, as one who has lost. But I want you to know, there came victory through his death. Amen? Satan ain't no rebel. The Bible says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Why do we have to suffer as Christians? We suffer because we're no longer walking in the flesh. Before we got saved, flesh ran rampant in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, amen?
Amen.
Before we got saved, flesh did whatever it wanted to do. Amen?
Amen.
Took us here, took us there. When I say flesh, I'm talking about my will, your will. What we wanted to do, where we wanted to go, what we wanted to say. Amen?
Amen.
In all times, spiritually, we were lost. The biggest deception is the unsaved, the unregenerated think that they're normal, they're all right. They look at us like we're strange and crazy. Those of us who are sanctified, amen? Those of us who are set aside for God's purpose and for God's use. But the ones who are messed up and crazy are those who are still walking in spiritual darkness.
Amen?
Now that we're on this side of the cross, we can see how they really look, or in essence, what we really look like. As the minister saw the drunk staggering across the street, he said, there go I. There go I. There go I. There go I. But by the grace of God, never forget where God has brought you from. Never forget, when we hear those unsaved folks cussing and fussing, when we see them walking around in that drunken stupor, when we see them acting up the way they act up, that's where God has brought us from. Isn't there so much to be thankful for this afternoon? Come on now. To have a mind. Shashabakunda. To have a mind to walk with Jesus. You must be mindful. Everybody doesn't have a mind to serve God. And there are some that have been walking with God, have turned away. You really can't turn your back on Jesus. That's just a saying. Because as soon as you turn around, who's going to be staring you in the face? Jesus. As soon as you turn another way, who's going to be staring you in your face? Jesus. As soon as you turn another way, who's going
to? Come on now.
They're not getting away from God. And I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again because I'm going to take it to my grave with me. When I first got saved, Elder Jackson taught us, and he said, when you get saved, you are all messed up. And I looked at him, I said, all messed up? I thought getting saved was all messed up. He said, no, you're all messed up, but messed up the right way. He said, it's like taking a raw egg, and I got to use the illustration because it's so powerful in the natural, it relates to the spiritual. He said, salvation is like taking a raw egg and cracking it. And what's the first thing we do when we go buy a dozen eggs?
Check.
Come on, what's the first thing you do when you go buy a dozen eggs? You do what? You check the eggs, don't you? Because if there's a crack one in there, what happens? Come on, talk to me, what happens? If there's a cracked egg in the dozen, you don't want it. Why? Because it's no good now, right? As it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. When you get saved, you're like that raw egg. Once you crack a raw egg, it's only good for one of two things. Either I can cook it and get the best use, or I can throw it away. But watch this. It'll never, ever. Everybody say never, ever.
Never, ever.
Say never. Once you start walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, you will never be the same.
Come on.
Woo! Hallelujah! Thank God we'll never be the same. So those that get lukewarm in the faith, those that finally backslide in the faith, it is a result of them not spending time with Jesus. I thought I was going somewhere, but I'm just trying to be lit. Those that get lukewarm in the faith, those that wind up backsliding, it is a result of them not spending. You gotta You've got to fast. You've got to spend time with Jesus. Hallelujah. Why do you think we have lukewarm saints running around here, backsliders? Because they haven't spent time with Jesus. Because they haven't totally surrendered their will. And you can't have one foot in the world and one foot in Christ. It won't work. Jesus said it himself, no man can serve two masters. I'm trying to go here, but God's talking to me. No man can serve two masters. Either you're going to love the one and hold on to the other, love the one and hate the other. You can't serve God and man in two, the Bible says.
Come on.
In these last evil days that we're living in, I'm trying to go, Lord, can I talk to you? I'm just going to talk to you. I just feel led to talk to you. As I talk to you, I'm talking to myself. It's time to be saved. It's no time to play games with God. It's time to be sold out. Every last one of us are headed for a showdown. And if you can't crucify this flesh and bring it in subjection now to the will of God, God will not be glorified in your life. And if we can't crucify this flesh and bring it in subjection to the will of God, we're not going to be able to withstand the temptations and persecutions that come upon us. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. My mind is made up. I don't stand here boasting and bragging. I stand here humbly and in humility and in love talking to you. I'm going to be saved. Ain't nobody going to stop you from turning around. The only one that can keep you and I out of heaven is you and I. No demon in hell, no Satan. We have more power than he has. Not of ourselves, but of the Holy Ghost. If we would only use what we have and apply it to our lives and be in submission to the Spirit, you and I can walk. There's nobody on the face of this earth the child of God should be afraid of. Jesus said, fear not him that can destroy the body, but rather fear him that can destroy both body and soul in hell. We are not to be afraid of anybody. Now, we are to respect authority, amen? Yeah. We are to respect the police department, the governors, the president, the government. But when the government goes contrary to the word of God, amen? Yeah. Amen? Yeah. When the government doesn't do what the word of God says to, amen? Yeah. Then you and I make a stand for Jesus. Come on, say amen. I'm stirred up. I'm stirred up because folks don't have a mind to want to serve God. Folks don't have a mind to want to hang in there. Folks are playing church. Do you realize how long eternity is? Do you realize how long eternity is? No, you don't. Nobody does, because eternity has no beginning. Eternity has no end. Eternity always was. Eternity always will be. Time interrupted eternity. We're only here for a little while. God is eternal. God has no beginning and God has no end. Time interrupted eternity. How big is eternity? I'll show you. I'll give you a little illustration. Can everybody see this piece of paper in my hand? You see that piece of paper? Can you see it? That represents time. All this sanctuary represents eternity. Can you comprehend that? Time had a beginning. Time interrupted eternity. You know the tombstones that you see when you go to the graveyards? Do you know the tombstones? So when you see a birth date on the tombstone, right? Then what's next? You see a little hyphen, slash, and then you see a checkout date, the date that the people passed away. That little hyphen represents not just their time, it represents all of time. Oh, that's deep, though, man. That's the truth. It represents all of time. That little hyphen. All of time, from Genesis 1 and 1 to Revelation 22 and something. But it represents all of time. Time is just a little space in eternity. It interrupted eternity. And we're only And God is dealing with some people, and some people say, well, I'm not ready yet. You'll never be ready to come to God. You've got to come to God right now. When he's dealing with you, when he's calling you, and he's calling you right now. Because tomorrow's not promised to any of us. Death to the child of God is a reward. Paul says in Philippians 1st chapter, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. What do you mean, for me to live is Christ? If my feet hit the floor in the morning, I'm living for Jesus. Go to bed. If my feet hit the floor in the morning, I'm living for Jesus. Go to bed. If you get the point, if my feet hit the floor in the morning, I'm living for Jesus. My life. This ain't something we just enter into on Sunday and then walk out on Sunday Monday morning. This is our life. Folks talk about, how come you always got to be talking about Jesus? How come you always want to be quoting scripture? How come you always want to be talking about church? How come you always playing gospel music? It's our life. How come we don't watch such garbage on television? Because it's our life. How come you're living this behind closed doors? It's our life. We have walked out of spiritual darkness into, the Bible speaks about into Christ. If any man or woman be in Christ, they are a what? Old things have what? Behold, all, some things, all things are new. Old things. We don't get saved to be hung up and caught up and tied up in old things. They're behind us. Old things will cause you and I to go to hell. And that's just a waiting place. That's not the final place of the wicked and unsaved. There's a lake of fire awaiting those who don't make it to heaven. And that is, now look at this. Look at this scenario. God is always creating. When we get to heaven, we'll never see all of God's glory. What? You mean there's always going to be something else to see? Mm-hmm. Yes. Because God has not stopped creating. Then he's always, how can you think there's no two snowflakes the same design? God never runs out. He's eternal. There's always going to be something more glorious to see.
Thank you.
You flip that coin over, saints. Those that are lined up in that lake of fire with Satan and all those demons and the false prophets and the Antichrist and all those unsaved folks, those that wind up in that lake, their torment will be forever. Never ending. Forever burning. Forever. But those that hold out, those that endure, those that persevere in Christ. And Paul says, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. When I look around, we live on Livingston Avenue. Sometimes I walk down to Stewart's, or I go over on Central Avenue to CVS to take care of some business or whatever. And I look at the unsaved. And my heart goes out to them. What they're wrapped up in, what they're tied up in, what they're tangled up in. Where I live at, they're shooting one another. Fussing and fighting over foolishness. The closer you and I get to Jesus, the closer we get to Christ, the more strange and foreign this world will seem to you and I. Amen?
Amen.
What the unsaved do, what we used to do, will seem strange and foreign to us because we're getting closer to God. James says, draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. And the closer you and I get to God, the more like God we should be. Amen?
Amen.
The more humble we should be. Amen?
Amen.
The more loving we should be. Amen?
Amen.
The more kind we should be. Amen?
Amen.
The more long suffering we should be. Amen?
Amen.
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 The more loving our enemies we should be.
Yeah.
No, he You can't be a wimp walking with Jesus. You can't be no weak back jelly knee Christian. You gotta have strong spiritual tenacity. Good gracious Lord. In our current events that we see every day in the news, every earthquake, every tornado, every storm, nature is crying out for the redemption to be restored. That's another sign. Just like those leaves falling off the trees out there, what is that telling us? It's telling us winter's coming, right? As it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. The current events that are taking place, world problems and the confusion and the chaos of the world, there's nothing but pointing to the coming of Jesus. It's telling us that he's coming. Scripture is being fulfilled as I speak to you. We're standing on the verge. We're standing on the threshold of a one world government. What are you and I going to do? What are you going to do? Let me break it down. What are you going to do if the government comes to you and tells you, if you don't stop serving Jesus, I'm going to kill you. If you don't stop serving the Lord, I'm going to put you in a concentration camp and we're going to take your life. What are you and I going to do? I'm going to tell you something right now and right here. If you're not rooted and grounded in Christ, you're going to take on the mark.
Come on.
Shashakakunda. If you're not rooted and grounded in Jesus, you will fail him. If you're not rooted and grounded in Jesus, you will deny him. If you're not rooted and grounded in Jesus, you're going to go where Satan's heading. Young people, middle age, old, and everybody, we are marked. You know how we're marked? We got Jesus on our forehead. We got Jesus on the back of our hand. We got Jesus stomped all over and marked all over our body. We belong to Jesus. Satan knows who we are. And yet we have all this power and neglect to use it. It's time to be what God has called us to be. There are souls out there that need salvation. There are souls out there who are lost and bound. And you and I have the ministry, the Bible says, of reconciliation. We have the ministry to win souls to Christ. When Jesus started his public ministry, he went down to the seashore of Galilee, and John and Peter and them, he said, come follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. God wants to use every last one of us. Young people, he wants you to make a stand in school. Your life can have such an impact on another young person if you get serious and serve God. You can win another young person to Christ if you're for real with God. You can win them before I can win them because they'll see your young life is for real, and something about the way you are walking and talking will attract them. It's called spiritual light. They'll see how you're walking and talking. There must be something to this. Next thing you know, you'll be bringing the people to church. All the saints on your job, make a stand for Jesus. And Minister Anthony, God blessed him to start using this phrase. When people ask him, how's he doing? I'm blessed by the best, highly favored, and running for my life. That's what I tell him now. That was just not meant for him, but it's meant for all of us. When people ask me, how I'm blessed by the best, highly favored, and running for my life. And when they ask you, what does that mean? It opens up the door to be a witness. Amen.
Right.
Blessed by the best. Who's the best?
Jesus.
How am I highly favored? I'm a child of the King.
Hallelujah. Right.
My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm going to be walking on streets of glory one day. Now, since I've been saved, I got saved in 73. Since I've been saved, I've spiritually stumbled. I fell, I backslid, but God is a God of a first chance, second chance, third chance, fourth chance, fifth chance, sixth. His mercy endures forever. The Bible said we can come boldly to the throne of grace. You and I, we'll never reach perfection until we get on the other side. He's going to present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. We all have faults. We all have shortcomings. But if you can keep coming back to God,
amen.
Lord, forgive me.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, I didn't need it.
Oh, yeah.
There's hope for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look at the apostles. They were a mess. On the Last Supper, do you know what they were us fussing and arguing about? Who's going to be the greatest? The greatest was among them, and they wanted to know who's going to be the greatest. Can you imagine that? Then the greatest took off his clothing, took off his clothing and put a towel around his waist and stooped down to wash their crusty, rusty feet. Think about it. Now that's being great. Jesus said, if any of you be great, let him become the servant of all. Amen.
Amen.
Saints of God, it's time to be saved.
Hallelujah.
It's time for us to be for real. You got to look forward to serving God. You got to look forward to coming to church. You got to look forward to praying and fasting and staying in the Word. Without this, we can't make it. Psalms 136 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. You don't have to turn to it. I'm going to turn to 1 Thessalonians. You don't have to turn to it. I'm just being led of the Spirit. I'm just being led of the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter. I was going to go here. And I was going to extract one verse of Scripture. That's the 18th verse. Paul writing to the Christians in Thessalonica. In everything, not some things, but in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What do you mean in everything, Elder Mackey? When things go wrong, give thanks. Because they can always be worse than what they are. And the old saying is so true, somebody's always going through something worse than you and I. That's a true saying. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody's always going to be better than you and I, and then somebody's always going to be going through something worse than you and I.
Right.
In everything we do, give thanks. Just thank God for a mind to want to serve him. A lot of people don't have a mind to serve God. In these last evil days, they'll laugh you and I to our face. But I want you to know, not that we're going to have the last laugh, but when they see the reality of God coming, when he cracks that sky, the Bible tells us he's going to crack that sky. They're going to be scrambling around trying to hide. Can you imagine this? Scrambling around and trying to hide. I just got to turn to Jude, because this scripture stirs me up. I got to turn to the book of Jude. Hallelujah. Book of Jude, verse number 14. Just listen to this. These scriptures stir me up. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. That's us.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes,
you a saint?
Amen.
Or you an ape? Ain't no time to be no ape. It's time to be a saint. He's coming with 10,000s of his saints. Now look at verse 5. Now just pay attention to this. You don't have to turn to it. To execute judgment upon all and to convince. Ooh. See, everybody isn't convinced right now. Amen? If everybody was convinced right now, this church would be packed.
That's right.
Amen? They'd be hanging from the rafters. that sits on the throne. Hide me from him. Hide me from him. You know how you can talk to somebody about God and they get convicted? They want to run and hide somewhere. Amen. You know how thunder's outside? You ever hear the thunder outside that makes you want to go hide under the bed? That's God talking. But when he comes and finally cracks that sky and comes in all his glory and all his majesty and all his power and all his awesomeness, those that are walking in spiritual darkness will be convinced of all their ungodliness, and they will be trying to run and hide and scramble. The angels going to be snatching them up. No, no, you got to come stand before the king. Whose side are you and I going to be on? Jesus. That's right, brother, my brother. Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, saints of God, I want to encourage you. Be steadfast in the faith. Be steadfast in the faith. Hold on. When the church is open for prayer, if you can get here, get here. When we have Bible study on Friday nights, get here when you can be here. Amen. Don't miss Sunday service. Don't miss Sunday service. When you go home and you're behind your closed doors, don't watch ungodly stuff. Stay in your word. Make time to spend time in prayer. Husband and wives, get together and pray. My wife and I are trying to do that, and it's not easy. You got to work at it, but do it. Do it. It's so spiritually beneficial to you. Do it. Hallelujah. Stay in the word. Whatever it takes, get some gospel tapes and religious programs and watch that. Whatever it takes to keep your mind on Jesus, do it. Stay in this. Stay in this, because either this will keep you from sin or sin will keep you from this. Stay in the word. Stay steadfast in the faith. Keep looking to Jesus. Because he's coming. Because he's coming. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. For his mercy endureth forever.
Hallelujah.